Third period, from Alexander the Great to the Greco-Syrian domination. Chapter 90. And I saw, till that in this manner, 35 shepherds undertook the pasturing of the sheep, and they severally completed their periods, as did the first. And others received them into their hands to pasture them for their period, each shepherd in his own period. And after that I saw in my vision all the birds of heaven coming, the eagles, the vultures, the kites, the ravens. But the eagles led all the birds, and they began to devour those sheep, and to pick out their eyes, and to devour their flesh. And the sheep cried out because their flesh was being devoured by the birds. And as for me, I looked and lamented in my sleep over that shepherd who pastured the sheep. And I saw until those sheep were devoured by the dogs and eagles and kites, and they left neither flesh nor skin nor sinew remaining on them, till only their bones stood there. And their bones, too, fell to the earth, and the sheep became few. And I saw until that 23 had undertaken the pasturing and completed in their several periods 58 times. Fourth period, from the Greco-Syrian domination to the Maccabean revolt. And behold, lambs were born by those white sheep, and they began to open their eyes and to see, and to cry to the sheep. Yea, they cried to them, but they did not hearken to what they said to them, but were exceedingly deaf, and their eyes were very exceedingly blinded. And I saw in the vision how the ravens flew upon those lambs, and took one of those lambs, and dashed the sheep in pieces, and devoured them. And I saw till horns grew upon those lambs, and the ravens cast down their horns, and I saw till there sprouted a great horn out of one of those sheep, and their eyes were opened. And it looked at them, and it cried to the sheep, and the rams saw it, and all ran to it. And notwithstanding all this, those eagles and vultures and ravens and kites still kept tearing the sheep, and swooping down upon them, and devouring them. Still the sheep remained silent, but the rams lamented and cried out. And those ravens fought and battled with it, and sought to lay low its horn, but they had no power over it. The last assault of the Gentiles on the Jews. And I saw till the shepherds and eagles and those vultures and kites came, and they cried to the ravens that they should break the horn of that ram. And they battled and fought with it, and it battled with them, and cried that its help might come. And I saw till a great sword was given to the sheep, and the sheep proceeded against all the beasts of the field to slay them, and all the beasts and the birds of the heaven fled before their face. And I saw till that man, who wrote down the names of the shepherds and carried up into the presence of the Lord of the sheep, came and helped it and showed it everything. He had come down for the help of that ram. And I saw till the Lord of the sheep came unto them in wrath, and all who saw him fled, and they all fell into his shadow from before his face. Judgment of the fallen angels, the shepherds, and the apostates. And I saw till a throne was erected in the pleasant land, and the Lord of the sheep sat himself thereon, and the other took the sealed books and opened those books before the Lord of the sheep. And the Lord called those men, the seven first white ones, and commanded that they should bring before him, beginning with the first star which led the way, all the stars whose privy members were like those of horses. And they brought them all before him. And he said to that man who wrote before him, being one of those seven white ones, and said unto him, Take those 70 shepherds to whom I delivered the sheep, and who, taking them on their own authority, slew more than I commanded them. And behold, they were all bound, I saw, and they all stood before him. and the judgment was held first over the stars, and they were judged and found guilty, and went to the place of condemnation, and they were cast into an abyss full of fire and flaming, and full of pillars of fire. And those 70 shepherds were judged and found guilty, and they were cast into that fiery abyss. And I saw at that time how a like abyss was opened in the midst of the earth full of fire, and they brought those blinded sheep, and they were all judged and found guilty and cast into this fiery abyss, and they burned. Now this abyss was to the right of that house, and I saw those sheep burning, and their bones burning. The New Jerusalem, the conversion of the surviving Gentiles, the resurrection of the righteous, the Messiah. And I stood up to see till they folded up that old house, and carried off all the pillars, and all the beams and ornaments of the house were at the same time folded up with it, and they carried it off and laid it in a place in the south of the land. And I saw till the Lord of the sheep brought a new house, greater and loftier than that first, and set it up in the place of the first, which had the bier folded up. All its pillars were new, and its ornaments were new and larger than those of the first, the old one, which he had taken away, and all the sheep were within it. And I saw all the sheep which had been left, and all the beasts on the earth, and all the birds of the heaven, falling down and doing homage to those sheep, and making petition to and obeying them in everything. And thereafter those three who were clothed in white, and had seized me by the hand who had taken me up before, and the hand of that ram also seizing hold of me, they took me up and set me down in the midst of those sheep, before the judgment took place. And those sheep were all white, and their wool was abundant and clean. And all that had been destroyed and dispersed, and all the beasts of the field, and all the birds of the heaven assembled in that house. And the Lord of the sheep rejoiced with great joy, because they were all good, and had returned to his house. And I saw till they laid down that sword which had been given to the sheep, and they brought it back into the house, and it was sealed before the presence of the Lord. And all the sheep were invited into that house, but it held them not. And the eyes of them all were opened, and they saw the good, and there was not one among them that did not see. And I saw that that house was large and broad and very full. And I saw that a white bull was born, with large horns, and all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air feared him, and made petition to him all the time. And I saw till all their generations were transformed, and they all became white bulls. And the first among them became a lamb, and that lamb became a great animal, and had great black horns on its head. And the Lord of the sheep rejoiced over it, and over all the oxen. And I slept in their midst, and I awoke, and saw everything. This is the vision which I saw while I slept. And I awoke and blessed the Lord of righteousness and gave him glory. Then I wept with a great weeping, and my tears stayed not till I could no longer endure it, when I saw they flowed on account of what I had seen. For everything shall come and be fulfilled, and all the deeds of men in their order was shown unto me. On that night I remembered the first dream, and because of it I wept and was troubled, because I had seen that vision.